This is the Sakha Murli of the 17th of June 2025. The essence, sweet children, in order to benefit yourselves, take every type of precaution. In order to become a flower, the food you eat must be prepared by someone observing purity. Question: what is it that you children practice here that will continue there for 21 births? Answer: it is here that you practice remaining constantly healthy in body and mind. You have to give your bones to the service of this sacrificial fire, just like Dadiji Rishi did. Although there is no question of Hatha Yoga here, you mustn't allow your body to become weak. Through the yoga that you practice here, you become healthy for 21 births. Om Shanti. In a college or university, teachers look at the students. Where are the roses? Who is sitting in the front? This is also a garden, but it is number-wise. I can see a rose here, and I can then see another very fragrant flower next to that one. I can even see an akk flower somewhere. The master of the garden has to look at them. You call out to the master of the garden to come and destroy this forest of thorns and to plant a sapling of flowers. You children know in a practical way how the sapling of flowers is planted from thorns. Only a few among you, however, think about these things. You children know that he is the master of the garden and also the boatman. He takes everyone back with him. The father is pleased on seeing you flowers. Each one of you understands that you are changing from a thorn into a flower. Look how elevated this knowledge is. A broad intellect is needed to understand these things. This world is of iron-aged residents of hell. You are becoming residents of heaven. Sannyasis leave their homes and run away. You don't have to run away anywhere. In some homes, someone may be a thorn and someone else a flower. Some ask Baba, should I get my son married? Baba would reply, you may do so. Keep him at home and look after him. Since you ask, it is understood that you don't have that courage. Therefore, Baba replies, you may do so. Some say, I am always ill, and when my daughter-in-law comes, I have to eat the food that she prepares. Baba replies, you may eat it. Would Baba say no? If the circumstances are such that you have to eat it, then do so. However, there is also attachment, is there not? When a daughter-in-law of some enters their home, don't even ask. It's as though a goddess has come. They become so happy. However, you must understand that if you want to become a flower, you have to eat food prepared by someone observing purity. For this, you have to make your own arrangements. You don't need to ask anything about this. The father explains, you are becoming deities. Therefore, you have to take these precautions. The more precautions you take, the more you will benefit. It does take some effort to take more precautions. If you go somewhere and are going to feel hungry on your journey, then take some food with you. If you have any difficulty, then in desperate circumstances, You can take some bread from someone selling that at the station. Simply remember the Father. This is known as the power of yoga. There is no question of hatha yoga in this. You mustn't allow your body to become weak. You have to give every bone, just like Daddy Chi Rishi did. But there is no question of hatha yoga in this. All of those things belong to the path of devotion. Your bodies have to be kept very healthy. You have to become healthy for 21 births by practicing this yoga. You have to practice this here. Baba explains there is nothing to ask about in this. Yes, if it is something important and you are confused, you can ask. So much time is wasted in asking Baba about trivial things. Great people speak very little. Shiv Baba is called the bestower of salvation. Ravan would not be called the bestower of salvation. If he were that, why would his effigy be burnt? You children understand that Ravan is very famous. Although Ravan has a lot of strength, he is still your enemy, is he not? Ravan's kingdom continues for half a cycle. However, have you ever heard any praise of him? None at all. You know that the five vices are called Ravan. Sages and holy men are praised because they remain pure. All human beings are impure at this time. No matter who comes, even if it is an important person who comes and asks to meet Baba, what would Baba ask him? Baba would just ask him if he has ever heard of the kingdom of Rama and the kingdom of Ravan, whether he has ever heard of human beings and deities. Is it the kingdom of human beings or the kingdom of deities at this time? Who are human beings and who are deities? In whose kingdom did the deities exist? Deities exist in the Golden Age. As are the king and queen, so the subjects. You can ask if this is a new world or an old world. Who used to rule in the Golden Age? Whose kingdom is it now? The picture is in front of you. Only the Father sits here and explains what devotion is and what this knowledge is. The Father would reply to the children who say that they don't imbibe anything, "Oh, but it is easy to understand Alpha and Beta, is it not?" Alpha, the Father, says, "Remember me, the Father, and you will receive your inheritance." The people of Bharat celebrate the birth of Shiva, but when did he come in Bharat and make it into heaven? They still don't know that Bharat was heaven. They have forgotten that. Tell them that you too didn't know that you were the masters of heaven, that you are now once again being made into deities by the Father. I am the only one who explains this to you. Liberation and life in a second has been remembered, but the meaning of it is not understood. You become the angels of heaven in a second. This is also called the gathering of Indra. They believe that Indra is the god of rain. Now, could there be a gathering of someone who makes it rain? They speak of so many things, such as the land of Indra, the gathering of Indra. Today you are making this effort once again. This is a study, is it not? If you were studying to become barristers, you would understand that you will become barristers tomorrow. You are studying here today and you will shed your bodies and take birth in that kingdom tomorrow. The reward you receive is for the future. We study here and then go and take birth in the golden age. Our aim and objective is to become princes and princesses. This is Raja Yoga. If some say, Baba, my intellect isn't opening, that is their fortune. Those are their parts in the drama. How can Baba change that? Everyone has a right to become a master of heaven, but it would be number wise, would it not? It isn't that everyone will become an emperor. Some say that since there is God's power here, he can make everyone into an emperor. Then where would the subjects come from? This is something that has to be understood. It used to be the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. Emperors and empresses only exist in name now. They are given those titles. By paying 1 or 200,000 rupees, they can receive the title of a king or queen. They also have to behave in that manner. You children know that you are now establishing your kingdom by following Srimad. Everyone there will be very beautiful. It used to be the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. Because the duration of the cycle has been lengthened in the scriptures, human beings have forgotten that kingdom. You are now making effort to become beautiful from ugly. Are deities ugly? Sri Krishna has been portrayed as bluish and Radha as fair. Where beauty is concerned, both would be beautiful. Then, by sitting on the pyre of lust, they both become ugly. There, they are masters of a golden world. Here, the world is ugly. Firstly, you children should experience great happiness inside, and you should then imbibe divine virtues. Some of you tell Baba that you haven't been able to give up smoking. Baba then says, okay, smoke as much as you want. Since you ask, what would Baba say? If you don't observe the precautions, you will fall. You should understand this for yourself. Since you are becoming deities, what should your behavior, activity, and food and drink be like? You all say that you will marry Lakshmi or Narayan. Okay, look inside yourselves and see if you have those virtues. How could you become like Narayan if you smoke? There is also the story of Narad. Narad wasn't the only devotee. All human beings are devotees, Narad. The father says, you children, who are to become deities, must become introverted and ask yourselves, since I am becoming a deity, what should my behavior be like? We are becoming deities, and therefore we must not drink alcohol, smoke cigarettes, indulge in vice, or eat food prepared by impure human beings. Otherwise, our stage will be affected. The father sits here and explains these things to you. No one else knows the secrets of this drama. This is a play, and all are actors. We souls come down from up above. Every actor in the whole world has a part to play. Each one of you has your own part to play. There are so many actors. Look how they are playing their parts. This is a variety tree of religions. A mango tree would not be called a variety tree. It would just have mangoes on it. This is a human world tree, but it is called a variety tree of religions. The seed is just the one. Look how much variety there is in the human species. They are all so different. The father sits here and explains this. Human beings don't know anything at all. Only the father can change ordinary humans into those with divine intellects. You know that only a few more days of this old world remain. The sapling is being planted, as it was a cycle ago. The saplings of good subjects and ordinary subjects are also being planted. The kingdom is being established here. You children must use your intellects about everything. It isn't that it doesn't matter whether you hear a merli or not. Even while sitting here, the intellects of some of you wander outside. Some of you who listen to the merlis personally, face to face, have bubbles of happiness inside. They run here to listen to the merlis. God is teaching. Therefore, you shouldn't stop studying such a study. The tape recorder records everything accurately. Therefore, listen to that. If some wealthy ones were to purchase these, the poor could listen. So many would be benefited. The poor children too can make their fortune very elevated for themselves. Baba is having buildings built for the children to stay in. Some poor children even send a money order for 2 rupees. They say, Baba, use 1 brick in my name for this building and put 1 rupee in the yajna. There also have to be those to fill the treasure store. When hospitals, etc. are built, so much expense is incurred. Wealthy people help the government a great deal. What do they receive in return? Temporary happiness. However, the reward of whatever you do here lasts you for 21 births. You can see how Baba gave everything and will become the number one master of the world. Who would not make such a bargain for 21 births? This is why you call him the innocent Lord. That matter refers to this time. He is so innocent. He says, do whatever you want to do. Some daughters are so poor that they earn their livelihood by sewing clothes. Baba knows that they are going to claim a very high status. There is also the example of Sudama, who gave a handful of rice and received a palace for 21 births. You understand these things number-wise according to the efforts you make. The father says, I am the innocent Lord. This Dada is not the innocent Lord. This one also says, Shivbaba is the innocent Lord. He is also called the businessman, the jewel merchant, and the magician. You are becoming the masters of the world. Bharat is now so impoverished. People are wealthy and the government is poor. You now understand how elevated Bharat used to be. It really was heaven. There are still signs of that. The Somnath temple was so beautifully decorated with diamonds and jewels. Camel loads of all those diamonds and jewels were taken away. You children know that this world is now definitely going to change. We are now making preparations for that. Those who do something will receive the reward of it. There is a lot of opposition from Maya. You are the followers of God, whereas everyone else is a slave of Ravan. You belong to Shivbaba. Shivbaba is giving you your inheritance. Therefore, no one but the Father should be in your intellects. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bhaktara. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dharana. 1. Become introverted and talk to yourself. Since I am becoming a deity, what should my behavior be like? Is any of my food or drink impure? 2. In order to make your fortune elevated for your future 21 births, give whatever you have to the innocent Lord, just as Sudama did. Don't make any excuses for missing this study. Blessing. May you adopt your original religion of souls and become pure and yogi with the awareness of your original and eternal forms. The original religion of Brahmins is purity, whereas impurity is an external religion. The purity that people find difficult to adopt is very easy for you children, because you are aware that your true form of souls is always pure. Your eternal form is of a pure soul, and your original form is of a pure deity. Even in the last birth of the present time, it is a pure Brahman life, and so purity is the personality of Brahman life. Those who are pure are yogi. Slogan: do not become careless by calling yourself an easy yogi, but become a form of power. Avyak signal: practice being in the stage of soul consciousness, be introverted. It is said, those who are introverted are constantly happy. They cannot be attracted by any external attractions. They cannot be attracted by the dictates of their own minds or of others. Those who remain introverted and constantly happy will be master bestowers of happiness, children of the bestower of happiness. They will be free from extroversion. Om Shanti.